is Steve-O, and you're listening to Dr. Brady Smith on the Drilled Podcast.
I'm drilling down, down, down. I'm getting deeper. I'm looking round, round, round like a midnight peeper. Is the Earth's core made of cheese? If I dig straight through and they speak Chinese, I got some questions, you got some answers. Tell me please, please, please. Tell me please, please, please. Tell me please, please, please.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of the Drilled with Dr. Brady podcast, the first episode in 2022. The podcast is late. This is the first time I think it's happened. Maybe not the first. I don't know. I'm very sorry that the podcast was late. We racked up about four episodes at the DIA conference back in early December, and that took us through the month of December. And then me and Lowell were like, hey, we want to do some things differently with the podcast. So we are revamping the podcast. New year, same podcast, slightly different format. What is different, you might ask? Well, let me tell you what you can expect from the Drilled podcast. We, you know, I've always joked about, people are like, oh, you have a podcast, I'm going to listen to it. And I'm like, well, you don't expect to learn anything. We don't do that. We don't teach you things about dentistry. We kind of do. But it's definitely not something that we've prioritized. If you learn something, there's a high probability it might have been on accident. So keep that in mind. But with this revamp, we've decided, hey, I think we can be valuable. I think we can contribute positively to the education of individuals, not just doctors. In fact, primarily, we want to provide value for people who consume dentistry. But that's valuable for the people who provide dentistry as well. So as providers, you know, here's what's interesting, and I think it might be suitable for medicine to follow the example of dentistry in a lot of ways. A lot of ways. One thing is, as a dentist, most dentists, either themselves or they work for another dentist who's in charge of their business, meaning that customer service is an important part of what we do as dentists. We need to understand the concepts of customer service, understand what grows a business, understand what destroys a business. There's certain things we can do and can't do. We aren't simply employees most of the time, or if we are employees, we're employees for the doctor who owns and also works within the business. And so it forces dentists to kind of be like, oh, we got to be nice to people. We got to understand what patients want. And so understanding what patients want, it's helpful for us to spend some time thinking about that. And because there are no other dental podcasts that are patient facing that I know of, every podcast in dentistry is definitely, there to help the dentist, you know, double your production, get twice as many new patients. Here's how to do a crown prep. Here's how to do a root canal. Here's what you should do in your practice. And, you know, we are certainly, we have certain things we can provide in that direction, but we're going to be really focused on patient information and value. I get a lot of DMs from people, especially on our Halo Instagram, the Halo Dental Network Instagram. We get lots of DMs from people who want help with their teeth. You know, they want their teeth fixed, and we can't do that for everybody. So one thing I can do is that if you are having problems with your teeth, maybe I can provide some information that will be valuable to taking care of your teeth and trying to prolong the inevitable, or what can you do if you're in trouble and you don't have an answer. And we can be very helpful, I think, when it comes to that. So that's what we're going to do. And we do have a centric theme. So for 2022 that I want to revolve around, I want to share before we start into this. And that's going to be, we're going to start in on this next week. we are actually mapping out all 52 episodes of the Drilled with Dr. Brady podcast for 2022. We're already getting a hold of potential guests, trying to get some of our big bad contributors to come back and contribute more. We are tailoring entire episodes around guests that will come on and share their expertise. Because believe it or not, I do not know everything. I know you probably think I do. I know I probably come off as someone who is quite knowledgeable in all things, but I am not. And so we will have guests with expertise in different areas helping to understand. But my focus, no matter who my guest is always going to be the consumer of dentistry. That's who I worry about and care about. I don't worry about the dentist too much. I think they got a lot of content out there. They got a lot of podcasters out there, YouTube channels, and continuing education courses that are going to take care of those dentists just fine. What I worry about are the people who are left behind because of the direction that dentistry is going. You know, dentistry and dentists aspire to drop insurance. They aspire to see less patients, make the same amount of money, but see less patients, do less work to get paid the same. This is a very central theme and reoccurring theme in a lot of the marketing for courses and lifestyle amongst that dentists are being exposed to. And while that's fine and good, listen, I get that. There's a part of me that, you know, tunes into that and can, you know, benefit from that too. But, you know, the natural result of that is that less patients are being seen. And these are the patients who need dentistry the most are finding it harder and harder. You know, the more dentists that don't accept insurance, the more that the people who rely on insurance don't have, you know, have less and less options. So the central theme that we are going to be talking about in 2022 is going to revolve around a course or a presentation that I gave and that I'm constantly adapting and evolving called The Selfish Act of Giving. I believe that giving is something that rewards the giver so much that it becomes near impossible to make up for. It's almost impossible to sacrifice to the point where you are coming out, where you're not coming out ahead because of the things that you get back. You know, let me give you an example. I try to give away dentistry. And the people that I give away dentistry to refer their family and friends to my office as paying customers, which is an accidental benefit. I didn't know that that would be so, I didn't know that that would be such a benefit. You know, I started giving away dentistry because it made me feel good about what I was doing. It made me happy to go to work. When I could see that my skills and my talents were helping somebody else, that was a high that I wanted to chase. And so I started giving away a lot of dentistry and noticing, well, holy cow, these people turned out to be my best cheerleaders. And they weren't going back home and saying, hey, hit this guy up for some free work. They were going back home and saying, my dentist is awesome. And so I learned that, giving back to people, it became very difficult to call it selfless. And so I came up with this idea, and I'm adding to it constantly. And I eventually want to write these ideas out and publish them. That's why we are kind of having podcasts this year revolving around this. But the selfish act of giving, what are the benefits of giving? How is giving charitably to others ultimately selfish? And not selfish in like a bad way. I hope you guys understand what I mean. What I mean is that you gain from it as the giver as much or maybe even more than the person that you give to. And we're going to be exploring lots of those ideas because I think it's pretty in depth. And I think 52 episodes will be a good way to scratch the surface. We may not always be very centered around those, that theme, but that is always going to be something this year that we're going to be looking back to and trying to revolve all of our topics around. Oh, okay. Anyways, podcast is late. Super sorry. We usually come out on Friday. It's Saturday. I think probably Lowell's going to post this today. One thing that I wanted to dive into is that we usually do a $500 giveaway, and we are going to put a little hold on the $500 giveaway for now. We might bring it back. We might not. Not quite sure. If you're looking for that, I apologize. What we are offering instead is valuable information. And every episode should have something that a patient or a consumer of dentistry would hopefully might think is valuable as you're out there. Listen, dentistry is a hard world to navigate. I consider it to be like the way I feel when I am, talking to a mechanic or someone who, someone who is knowledgeable in services that I have no idea about. Mechanic can say, oh, your combustible transporter converter engine is down. I'd be like, yep, just get a new one on there and just, make sure it's nice. And I don't have any idea what they're talking about, but, I'm completely clueless. And that's how the majority of patients are. It is just mind-blowing how much dental work people have in their mouth and how unaware they are of that. I see that every day. All right. This was not designed to be a very long one today because I just wanted to kind of announce 2022 is kicking off. And we are aiming to provide value. So no longer when people are like, hey, you have a podcast, I want to listen to it, I'm going to say, you should listen to it because there's going to be something valuable there. So now we are really trying where, before, I don't know if you guys knew this, but sometimes me and Lowell would be like, crap, we got to go to a podcast. I'd be like, oh yeah, crap, what do you want to talk about? And he's like, I don't know. What do you want to talk about? I don't know. Let's just push play and see what happens. And we would do that sometimes. And I don't know if that came across, but it did occur on more than one occasion. But every guest that we have is going to have a purpose, is going to have a reason why we're bringing them on, and we will be able to explain that and go over that. But we want Drilled with Dr. Brady. We are considering this season two. We are wrapping up the first 145 episodes into what we're calling season one, I guess, because that's always what comes before season two. And now we're starting season two, which is going to last the whole year and going to revolve around the selfish act of giving. We're going to have some guests this year. We're going to bring back Steve-O, Dr. Drew. We're going to bring back a lot of maybe some new faces, people who can talk to us about, just not just the act of giving within dentistry, but really kind of branching the idea of Halo and the Halo Dental Network and how that affects everybody from all walks of life, not just dental. And that's one of the biggest things that I wanted to do creating Halo Dental was something that any professional from any industry could look at and be like, this is what we want to do with our lives. We want to, make sure that our lives are making other people's lives better, that people's lives are better because they came into contact with us. Certainly don't want the opposite thing to happen where people are worse off because they know you. That would be terrible. So in order to not have that happen in our lives, I created Halo as something to try to make sure that I'm always anxiously engaged in something that is making our life, something that's making other people's lives better because of an idea, right? All right, enough of this. I hope you guys all had a good holiday season. I hope you guys are ready for 2022. I suspect, one more thought before I go. I really hate these ideas that people put out there of like, 2022 is already sucks, or can't get any worse than 2021. It seems like every single year people are saying that. Like, oh, it was the worst year ever. And I feel like we're trained to be that negative. I feel like it's, I mean, it wasn't the worst year ever. I mean, there were some challenges for sure. Everyone, listen, I haven't had a year without challenges. There's always challenges. But I just really hate that mentality of like, it's the worst year. Guess we're at the bottom of the barrel. Can't get any worse from here. So here's a 2022. Or like memes that are like 5 days into 2022 and it already sucks. Life is the worst. I feel like those people are going to say that after every single New Year's Day. 5 years into the new year, they're like, well, this year's screwed. And it's just like, well, listen, every day should just be, there should be resolutions. You should make resolutions every day to be better, improve yourself, you know, make your business better, make your relationships better, be a better dad, be a better husband, be a better brother, be a better neighbor, be a better citizen of the community and the world. And so I just think that it's the wrong mentality. And we are trying to, we are definitely going to be trying to spread positivity as much as we can with the power that we have and with the gifts that we've been given. So I hope that spreads out and becomes contagious to other people and that you don't buy into the hype of negativity. I read a book recently called Trust Me, I'm Lying by Ryan Holiday. And in that book, he kind of spells out some of the problems with media and how they lie and what influences them. And he did a big long study and the most potentiality for video content or written content to go viral is anything that invokes anger. So there's a lot of forces around that are trying to get us to be angry. Like that's the whole point of news or blogs. Or anything in print, online, social media. Anger is what makes you share things. Anger is what gets you going and motivated and can incite you to some behavioral thing that somebody is trying to manipulate you into. And anger is the number one emotion that trends towards virality on the internet today. So there are people who know that. And there are people who cater their entire lives to make people like us angry. And Halo and Drilled is never going to participate in that. And so we are trying to invoke other emotions. But it's just sad that that's... Anyway, so let me just, I'm getting off the track now. Anyway, I just wanted to pop on, say hi, say sorry the podcast is late. Give a few thoughts out there, and then say tuned in. Tell everyone to tune in because this is going to be a good year. I think we got a couple of 50 episodes that I think are going to be really valuable. We'll be working on them, try to deliver really, really high value information, and be a place where people can actually derive some value and helpful advice that will benefit them. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I'm excited to start 2022 with y'all. Be sure to maybe leave a review and like us and follow us and subscribe to all our YouTube and Instagram and all of our social media. Help us. Feel free to email us if you have ideas, things that you want to hear us talk about. We did this on Instagram and got a ton of responses, which we have utilized tremendously. So if you are not a dentist, or even if you are and you have some ideas you want to talk about, so maybe you're a dentist and you struggle with how to talk to a patient about certain things, you want to understand the patient's psychology on why don't they say yes more or whatever it might be, or if you're not a dentist and you are a patient, email drilledpodcast@gmail.com. I am accepting questions and inquiries about topics you are curious about. We've already got a lot. But we are not finished mapping out all 52 episodes, and so we are looking for more ideas. And, man, you guys are helpful in giving us those ideas. Thank you so much for tuning in. I cannot wait to present the rest of our information this year with you. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.